Now, as we told you, this week, Swiss bank UBS reported a rogue trader lost $2 billion. In just a minute, we're going to ask our panelists to predict where investigators will find that lost money. But first, let me tell you that support for NPR comes from NPR stations and Reputation.com, with tools to monitor and protect the online reputations of doctors, lawyers, and business professionals. Learn more at Reputation.com. Lumber Liquidators, supporting the Ronald McDonald House Charities, the National Braille Press, and NPR. Information at LumberLiquidators.com. And the National Association of Realtors, providing resources for homeownership at HouseLogic.com. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago in association with Urgent Haircut Productions. Doug Berman, executive producer. Philip Gotica writes our limericks. Our intern making a cameo this week is Amy Solomon. Our web guru is Beth Novi. Special thanks this week to Heather Wilton and the crew at the Arlene Schnitzer Concert Hall, known lovingly as The Schnitz. BJ Lederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Ian Chillog, Eva Walchover, and Emily Ecton. Technical direction is from Robert Newhouse and Lorna White. The senior producer every week of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Mr. Michael Danforth. Now, panel, where will UBS find the missing $2 billion? Mr. Peter Gross.
No one is really sure, but this rogue trader's fiance has been seen sporting a 400-carat engagement ring.
Roxanne Roberts.
Turns out he spent $10 on a bag of pot and the rest on munchies at 7-Eleven.
Roy Blunt, Jr.
Well, it's going to be a place so obvious that it's the last place you look, but it's not going to be in just one place in one lump. So I would suggest investigators to go to this man's house, and I bet they will find thousands of Swiss toasters or fondue pots or whatever you get as premium when you invest and put money into other Swiss banks.
Well, if the money turns up in any of those places, panel, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell
Me. Thank you, Carol Castle. Thanks to John Bell and the staff at Oregon Public Broadcasting. Thanks to Peter Gross, Roxanne Roberts, Roy Blunt Jr. Thanks to our fabulous audience here in Portland. And thanks to all of you for listening. I'm Peter Sagal. We will see you next week. This is NPR.